Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams? Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Do we need a couple more hard hats?
Oh, okay. Oh, good. I'm not a hat fan. Oh, you guys got green ones. Those are cool. I'm trying to, and then it pops out. Is there a way to make this? That's probably what protects it, isn't it? Is it too tight? It feels like we're down.
It looks like it's sitting on top of your head.
That feels like it's sitting on top of my head. See, then it... like, I don't know. I think I just have a funky-shaped head.
I don't
know about you. You guys walk around in them like they fit.
You gotta sometimes mash it down a little bit on your head. It'll mess your hair up.
Have you seen my hair lately?
I don't have enough hair to mess up.
Sharon, I was looking for you.
This is the music area. I believe it's the choral room, band room, storage, if I'm not mistaken, in between here. Come over, this will be the future auditorium. This will eventually get dug out to a slope, but for drainage purposes and so forth, right now it should, we've got it in there flat just so it doesn't pond and collect water. That'll be your stage right there, your back of house and your storage rooms, your scene shops and so forth behind the stage there. We'll walk across, if you can follow Mike across through the stone there in front of the stage.
So this goes down versus going up?
This goes down, yes.
Oh.
I believe we'll have about a 4-foot elevation drop up here in the front edge of the stage.
No, that's the gym.
Yeah, we all know that now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This just doesn't look like 600 seats.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It does not. It never looks.
Isn't it funny, though, that when you put the walls up, it looks bigger?
It looks
yep.
huge. But yeah, no, it's not.
It'll be 45 feet in the air. You're walking into this will be a different corridor we're standing in right here. Art rooms and so forth are over here. Come down this way. The building.
I know. And rebar.
I know.
This will be your main entry. Coming in right here, this is where the terrazzo and logo will be on the floor. As you see, it's going to be a gorgeous view down to the stadium.
Straight entry.
Especially you get up on top. Unfortunately, I can't take you up top today. There's no permanent stairs in. You can see, we'll take you to go back in there. The topping on this second floor over here is to support today. We'll pour this other topping over here Thursday. They'll take that up to bearing. Light gauge trusses at the end of this month up here. So you'll really start to see the structure back here. That's your main classroom wing. That's where all your educational rooms, or the bulk of your educational rooms are at. This is your, and we'll come by, we'll hit it. We'll go back in here and kind of show you where things are at in here.
Amazing.
It's lined up perfectly. Okay, thank you.
I don't either. I've never been a hat person.
Is that the elevator?
Oh, it's a swimming pool.
Yeah, that'll be your elevator up to the second floor. Come in the main entry, classroom wing splits, you go left and right. These stairs go up the center, and then turn each side and come up to the second floor. That'll be your main, then at the end of each, we'll go down this. This is
all glass from there up to like 25 feet, so that whole end will be open to the outside once you clear that landing.
And then watch your stuff a little bit.
So cool.
You see where all your hanging mechanical hangers.
Another set of doors coming in here. Again, classroom we go down there on that staff, and you got that sitting in the stair valley. There'll be another set of stairs down there taking up to the second floor. You can put your head in here. Additional piping or anything up for the labs. Coop. Labs up. Labs. Science labs. Chemistry lab.
They're farther down the hallway here.
It's right that corner, right?
Correct.
So we'll go back out. We'll take you down the other wing. It's pretty much a mirror image, a flip-flop of this wing. As you can see, the overhead electrical rough going in already. Got your mechanical pipeline going in on the
floor. It's just too cool. Are those classrooms too? Is this a classroom?
And again, if you've got any questions, anybody, this is the time. Feel free to ask.
Oh, that's Brian Miller.
That's stadium for the...
soccer game.
Yeah, what?
He's trying to give Phil Steens and Paul Howe a run for his money.
Mirror image of the other wing down there. We saw another set of doors going out. Quarter is down to another stair tower at this end. So you'll have three sets of stairs up to the second floor.
Plus the elevator.
Again, this is another whole three classrooms are, I think, about 900 and some odd square feet.
These are the ones that are going to have like that metal.
Metal strong, abuse resistant drywall, demising walls. So this is the mirror image. This will get three or two demising walls.
Probably.
That's not even.
Or is that? Would that cut be about where the wall is?
Yeah, pretty close.
There,
yeah.
That one over there, Sharon.
Both of them about, yeah. You have the little courtyard out here, and you have the same thing over on that end as well.
Hey, Matt?
Yeah.
What's the different color brick? Is there that shit for the heather then?
Well, that, as you can see in the corridor, that's split face. It's an accent made in the corridor.
Yeah, the interiors.
And then the interior will get painted.
Yeah.
The structure.
Yes.
Yeah. This one is.
Okay.
Are there lockers in all these hallways?
Yes. The lockers will, as you can see, like right here, they'll come from here down the corridors. There's a little knee wall they'll build, like a little 12-inch wall, the lockers. Dead end of the boat.
Yeah, it'll be similar to those.
Yeah. As you can see, Stephanie, on each side of that doorway, like these right here.
Oh, is that what that is?
Another little pull. It comes up here just enough to bury the lockers in behind it. We'll walk back down this way.
What's that?
This is the admin area. Principal's office, guidance counselor, assistant principal, the clinic, staff bathroom, another classroom here. So that pretty much, as we leave here, that's the academic core of the building.
And these are classes here? Oh, okay.
We're heading over
they're standing in right here would be the that same octagon, which would give you the entryway into the athletic wing. So we've walked into, quote unquote, the athletic wing. This is the student dining right here. We'll take you over there a little bit. We can poke our heads in here to the kitchen. That's the gym. This is the gym, and what you see, you can see through ultimately, that's that little, there's a little bleacher alcove right there. That beam is carrying that alcove. Those are locker rooms on the outside of there. On the other side of this wall, which we didn't look down, that's where like some athletic classrooms are, like your health room, your multi-purpose room down here on the corner. This steel is coming Tuesday to go on top to give it the roof structure. So it'll start Tuesday.
Time frame wise, with how long before they actually put sheeting on top?
It'll take them a couple weeks to erect the steel and deck it,
yeah.
And then the roofer will be behind that. So it's probably going to take them a couple weeks too, so you're probably looking at about a month.
And why is there not a floor in this one, but you have the floor sample?
Because to get the crane in here to access to erect the steel. So as soon as the steel goes over top and gets done, they'll hog this out. This gets depressed for the wood floor. This is a wood gym floor in here, so there's probably, I don't know, a 3 or 4 inch cut that has to come out of here. Pour the concrete slab, and then the wood floor will go on top of that.
Hmm.
Just easier rather than cutting it to grade and then servicing all this masonry. They, as you can see, they kind of rut it up a little bit, so they'll cut it back out, level it back up, compact it, stone it, and pour the slab on top of it.
I don't know which way the gym goes, if it's this way or that way. Which way does the gym go?
Like, left, this way.
This, so, like, if you're playing basketball, that's...
The den is that cut-out
area. Oh, okay. So that's the end.
Yeah.
This is the, like, dining area, you
student
said?
Dining.
And this is the front of
yeah,
the building?
Front, that's a lot of, that's mostly all glass. I think you have a little, I don't remember the exact detail, but I believe there's like a little knee wall and then glass on top.
I'm not. I was trying to get out of your way.
So for those that didn't hear Mike, then this is your kitchen. There's your freezer cooler depression back there, mechanical rooms or storage. There's going to be a mezzanine there. That precast is coming next week, or Thursday, excuse me. Set that, then that's where your HVAC equipment will set up on top. That ultimately one day will be the practice soccer field where the piles of dirt are stacked right now. The loading and receiving is kind of right around that corner there too. That big pile there, and then a drive lane up through there, and it's going to get asphalted. Just like you saw in the staff parking. We're hoping that that's done here by the end of the month. Yeah.
columns here that frames kind of that grand entryway into the octagon here. Athletics kind of entryway here. So that's the 5 cent tour. Anybody got any questions? We want to go back in down through the building. We go back down across the concrete and then go into the parking lot.
Don't miss that.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the main office right here.
Which one?
This one right here is the main office, and then on the other side of those beams is the guidance office.
Oh, I thought it was the other one.
Oh, how nice.
This must not be going to have lockers in it, because it would not be white.
I don't think it did on the last, like, on a map that I saw.
Yeah. Wouldn't be very
They're all
wide.
More back in the academics.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want them in the
entryway.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, the next visit when we have stairs out, we were up there. Again, all we have is a ladder. I can't take you guys up there. But the view down, looking at the athletic complex, is it's phenomenal.
Incredible.
It's a this a tremendous yeah. view. It looks great.
How far out would the sculpture go?
See the pole with the blue on it?
Yeah.
Okay, the sculpture is going to go just behind that. See where the smooth drive is through,
yeah.
and there's the pile of dirt?
Yeah.
It's going to go right there. I'll walk in. Stay here. I'll stay where the sculpture is going
to
go.
Pose like a panther.
You have to look like a panther.
I'm not sure I can do that.
A panther ready to pounce.
A panther ready to pounce.
They're
on the prowl. Somewhere in there, where we put the arch from.
Oh, from Cornerstone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Saturday, we were talking about how beautiful it is with the trees, bright colors, and so
on. Yeah.
And that sky was gorgeous Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was so nice.
Couldn't have been a prettier day.
Oh, it's pretty
day.
Far down there.
Wow.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought,
wow.
That's why we needed such a big
deal. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be awesome.
I asked Virgil, I said, you have to put a little pole on with the lights and the planes don't hit it.
Oh, I know.
It's a beautiful setting back here, though.
It is.
You got quite complex back here.
Yeah.
It's a very nice.
And it looks cool to see through there and see the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the, you know.
And the
but
kids out there.
Yeah.
Cool to look
yeah.
up here, too.
Yeah. Scared me. Somebody gotta go.
He's doing that because he knows you guys are here.
Yeah.
The stairwell is actually where the scaffolding sits.
What do you want?
Just like put that in the background.
I'm going to take a couple because I don't know how they come out.
His tie?
Oh, my tie.
You might have to share. Just take a step forward.
Right.
Get back up.
Oh, there it is.
That's where the, he said that's where the stairs come up. Where the scaffold is where
okay,
the stairs
okay,
will be.
I didn't realize that. I don't know why I felt like the other thing was farther out.
I think the pictures are a little...
Having a real stage.
Oh, won't that be so nice for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have a nice wood stage floor.
We have
a proper stage.
This is the stage here?
Yeah, this will be, where I'm standing right now, the concrete will be about 4 feet below. This will all get excavated out so that this is finished. But if you were standing there, you'd be 4 feet below me.
Okay, so you don't build... See, I thought you built the stage up and you built the chairs up, but you really don't. You build it down.
Yeah, we're sloping the earth, pour a sloped concrete slab to it. And that way the chairs will just go on the slope.
I guess that makes sense, because when you go to Springfield, you just walk straight in.
Yeah.
You don't go up to go down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always...
Again, scene shop back there. I don't know exactly what that room is off the top of my head. Oh, there's an overhead door be back here, so you can bring... big scenes in and out.
So you guys
have a state-of-the-art rigging system here with curtains and fly loft. And
now you don't think you'll get this under?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Okay.
We won't even probably have begun the walls yet.
Okay.
In here.
Yeah.
This will be our mad dash next year.
Yeah, get this up under.
Yeah.
Well, then you can work obviously on that all winter long. You know.
So you'll have, I mean, the hopes again is this is under roof. That's under roof, and your kit coming down and coming across through. It's what it is. It's building A and B, C, D, E, and F, and then this is G that we're standing in. So our hopes are to have A and B and E and F pretty well under roof and be working in C, coming to D, to where then you can come down into here next year.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks for your interest.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Come on. You'll have, I'm assuming you'll have risers in the room.
No, it's going to be flat.
Risers?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be flat?
Yeah,
my mistake.
And then the fire room will have, I think, temporary, like not building.
Yeah, no, that's, I guess,
flat. Yeah, no, this room is supposed to be flat.
Okay.
A little bigger than what you got now. A little bigger than what you have now.
A little easier to get to.
Well,
yeah, and the field being right there, that's a convenience.
Oh, yeah. Who in their right mind?
Yeah, right where the...
Upstairs. I
If you want the pile of block and that other pile of dirt, that'd be the band practice field.
So will that be a driveway or eventually that will be gone?
Not just for us. We put that in for us.
Yeah, because the field itself is going to be like, probably what, up to the edge of the driveway, right?
That's actually...
Or maybe like the edge of this side of the driveway on the north side of it.
Where's the edge of the field? Where does the band practice end up ultimately?
It's kind of basically up, I think, more so on that far edge right there.
Yeah, it's about the drive over that way.
Correct.
You got to watch your stuff now, guys.
Correct. Now you'll have the data first.
Right.
To adjourn our meeting. Hey guys, we have to adjourn. Huh? No, it's two separate meetings. Yeah. It was easier to do two separate than to try to figure out how to do one.
See, the thing he doesn't realize, I live in Norton too.
You live in Norton?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Graduated in Norton.
Didn't know that.
Norton
remote
jobs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank
you. Thanks much.
Thank you.
Good. We need to adjourn.
Oh, okay. Can we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Any discussion?
Who's second?
I got it.
Oh, thank you.
Call the roll, please.
Oh, let's do this again. Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yep.
Mr. Santelli, Mrs.
Yes.
Webble, Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
It's...
Thank you, Matt.
I can't see what time it is. 5:35.